We now say good morning to our friend Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Happy Friday to you.
Well, you too. It's always exciting on a Friday.
It certainly is. Lots of things. Well, I'm sure people are trying to wrap up their work week and staring at the weekend. But those people who received letters from the IRS this past week, they probably are a little bit more stressed than some of us who haven't. But we wanted to talk a little bit about audits. So the letters start coming to some people who hopefully will become your clients, because then they'll see some problem solving occur. But we've had a number of instances where we're starting to see some audit activity kind of on the uptick.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, you talk about letters from the IRS. It's like the IRS should publish a diet plan. Because whenever they send somebody a letter, that person immediately can't eat and they lose a whole lot of weight. So they probably should trademark that. We are seeing more audits. The IRS has announced they're going after higher income people. They're raising that rate. But that doesn't mean they're forgetting about the little guy. They're still going to be auditing everybody. And one of the common types of audits is when the IRS has information about income or maybe income that they receive that's not on the tax return. So they send the taxpayer a letter saying, hey, we don't see this on your return. Explain. And I have a new case now where it's a husband and wife, and they called me. They're in their 60s. They have a modest income. They get a letter from the IRS saying, it looks like you didn't report $400,000 for these jobs you did around the country over the last year, which looks like obviously identity theft. Somebody is selling his Social Security number. But, you know, I had to verify it. I did say to his wife, has he gone out for groceries and been gone for more than 2 days? And she said no. Mm-hmm. So I know for sure he didn't earn the money. Now, yes, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. We have to prove a negative that we didn't make the money. But I think it's going to be pretty obvious to the IRS that he didn't make $400,000 traveling around the country doing odd jobs.
That is pretty scary, though, whereby and then identity thieves can get a hold of your information and then really cause all kinds of grief and havoc for you. Where is the IRS getting this additional information that they're then asking you to disprove?
Well, it gets reported to them. So this is one of those things. It's not necessarily the IRS's fault. They're just asking, tell us about this income that's been reported from 1099s. Okay. And, you know, and the problem is this. You get the letter, and I'm tempted when I respond to the letter to just shred my response, put it in an envelope, and save them the time. Because in the case of these folks, they tried to respond. The IRS ignored it, and they received a 90-day notice of deficiency, meaning if they don't file in tax court in 90 days, they owe the money. We can still get it reversed, but they don't owe the money until the 90 days is up. So luckily, despite them trying to resolve it themselves, they came to me. I'll file a petition in tax court. And this may be one of the few times I actually allow my client to talk to the IRS and explain to them he's not some evil genius who's traveling around the country making all this money.
Yeah, Stephen Klitzner with us, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, Tax Attorney, 305-682-1118. Certainly you can get an appointment, too, to get your tax problems resolved and solved. Now, talking about tax resolution, though, it's not an instance where you can just, as an individual, call the IRS and say, you know, I'm going to give you this much money. They're really out to get whatever money they can get, correct?
Right. In order for you to make a deal for less, you have to show them you can't pay it. They don't make deals with people who can pay the money, because that would send a horrible message. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a long process. Every so often somebody says to me, you know, I know this guy that called and they waived all the interest, or they made a deal with him on the phone. And I don't know who this guy is, but everyone seems to know him because he's the only one I ever heard of that could actually do that. Everything, or most everything with the IRS, requires paperwork, verification, financial information, and of course, you have to have all your returns filed to make a deal.
Yeah, Stephen Klissner with us. It's FloridaTaxSolvers.com online, 305-682-1118. So we're hearing about the increase in audit activity. The IRS, we all hear, has been hiring additional agents and personnel, making it even easier for them to go after more people. What should someone do if they're contacted by the IRS and says or receive the statement, well, you're going to be audited? What should that person be doing?
Well, you know, I'd like to say call and straighten it out, but all too often that doesn't work. You have to prove your case. I was at an audit several years ago. It was an office audit at the IRS. They have these cubicles. And while I was there with for my client of course was home relaxing, there was a lady, or it sounded like a young girl, next to me talking to an auditor, and they were laughing and having the best time in the world. But every time she opened her mouth, I could hear a cash register go off because everything she was saying was working against her. I didn't hang out until the end when she, I'm sure, fainted when he gave her the bill. But you just have to be careful. The idea of, let me go to the IRS, I'm sure when we straighten this out, they'll realize this is all a big mistake, isn't really the best plan. When you're dealing with that, with what could be a lot of money, you have to protect yourself. You have to get help.
Yeah. And again, do that by contacting Stephen Klissner at FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Appointments available, 305-682-1118. Practicing in South Florida and the Florida Keys. And really, the balance of power, you've been saying this, and it's pretty much summed up with the fact that the government and the IRS really has, they do hold all the cards. They seem to have all the power. And the individual taxpayer going up against the IRS is really not a fair fight.
No, but the good thing is, you have rights. Now, the IRS doesn't tell you all your rights. They kind of slough off your important rights, say, oh, don't worry about this letter, we're going to take care of this, when that is probably a letter that you need to respond to and request a hearing. But taxpayers have rights. And if you don't owe the money, you shouldn't pay it, and you won't pay it. And if you don't have the money, you're not going to pay it. Just because the IRS wants X number of dollars, if you don't have it, we show them that you don't have it, and they will accept that. But, you know, most of what I do, there are some things people call me, and my consultation's always free. It's a small problem. They can make a phone call. They can pay the IRS $100 a month, full pay it in a couple of years. The IRS is happy. But most of the time, they need my help. And when people call me, if I can't help them, I say, look, just do this and this. It's a simple solution. But fortunately for me, doing what I do, most of the time that's not the case.
Yeah, and the investment in your skills and in your expertise and experience with the IRS, which goes over decades. In fact, you were on the advisory board of the IRS even recently. But having that kind of, comfort behind the taxpayer certainly is invaluable. As you said, the taxpayer going through an audit or being sought out by the IRS certainly can cause weight loss, can cause significant stress, etc. It really does pay to get professional help from the likes of Stephen Klissner. IRS audits, though, if you're being contacted, chances are that it may just be a random audit that you're being subjected to, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're guilty of something.
Well, it could be. Most of the time when I look at a tax return of someone getting audited, I can tell immediately why. Because what happens is the IRS puts a score on the return based on information they have. And at the higher the score, the more chance they're going to get audited. And I can usually see what the issues are. Now, just because it looks bad doesn't mean it is. If we have proof, then certainly you don't have to pay any tax on it. But if we don't have proof, if it's a bad tax preparer because somebody's trying to save a few dollars, they go to a guy on the street corner and he does a return and gets them back all this money and everything's made up, there's nothing I can do. I had a truck driver where the preparer took fuel credit, which my client wasn't entitled to, and he got back $50,000-$60,000. The IRS comes in and says, not only do we want that back, but you have to pay us penalty and interest, and the IRS was correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, but in even in that instance, though, having you in the corner of the taxpayer certainly is a very good idea to at least work through the penalties and try to,
right,
you know, get the best situation possible. The IRS audits, they can take place in a variety of settings. Is that right? Or they always haul you back to the cubicle that you just talked about?
Well, the cubicle ones, those office audits, are usually smaller audits with limited, really a limited scope. When it's a revenue agent, they come out to your house, your office, and when I represent people, they come to my office. They don't go to my clients, and those are long audits. Those could go on for months and months. They'll make an appointment to come to my office for 2 days, and then they get back to me with more information they want. So those could go on for a long time. It just depends what they're looking for. But again, you know, they can say you owe $1 million, but when we prove you don't, you don't. And if they don't, if the auditor comes up with something that is wrong, we go to appeals. If we settle, we usually settle it with appeals. If we can't, we go to tax court and we resolve it with IRS counsel. Because the one thing about the IRS is, deep down, they don't want the money if you don't owe it. It's just up to us to prove you don't owe it.
Yeah, and again, proving that you don't owe it, though, does require a lot of documentation, doesn't it?
So you have to line it all up, and there can't be any holes in the argument. And there's some people at the IRS that no matter what you give them, they're like Columbo. You know, oh, by the way, you know, how about this? And everything is something else. And we just, you know, in those cases, we usually get the manager involved to shut it down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just depends who we're dealing with. But I'll tell you this, the majority of the auditors in South Florida and the Keys just want to get to the right result. We're very fortunate here, unlike other parts of the country. And when we show them what's right, we get it resolved. If I can't and I speak to the manager, we get it resolved. If we have to go to mediation, we'll get it resolved. And we'll come to the number that's correct.
Well, and that's why you're called Florida Tax Solvers, online, floridataxsolvers.com. Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, PA, 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118. The whole process, honestly, does sound kind of intimidating at the very least. And again, having your expertise and backing on behalf of the taxpayer certainly is, I can't imagine going any other way necessarily. So,
yeah.
So Stephen, anything else we should mention? The IRS audits, hopefully nobody is being subjected to that or will be, but chances are they will. Contacting you early in the process is the best option.
It really is. You know, we can shut things down a lot quicker the earlier we get the case. If it's too late, there's always a solution. But as time goes on, your rights are a little more limited, and it's a little harder to get to the right result. But ultimately, we always do. And, you know, it's not just that you'll lose weight. But the other thing about it is, if you get a letter from the IRS, you'll also be able to watch infomercials because you'll be up all night watching TV. So you're going to be sitting there starving with your eyes wide open.
Sleep
deprived. That's not a good look.
Living on coffee and that's it. That's
about it.
Not a good look at all. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be an adversarial relationship with the IRS when you're involved because, again, you have the relationship with the IRS already. So, again, I think we've given a lot of justification to calling Stephen Klitzner, 305-682-1118, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Well, with all this talk of starvation, I think I'm going to go seek something for breakfast, unless there's something else you'd like to mention to us at this time.
I have one other thing. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you again for having me.
Yes, thank you, Stephen, for your insight here. I'm sure it's very helpful to anybody who, well, you don't even have to be facing an audit, but at some point you're probably going to come in contact with the IRS, and having Stephen Klitzner in your corner is the best way to go. Steve, you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks again.
All right, take care. Stephen Klitzner, Tax Solvers at FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. Always enlightening conversation when we talk to Stephen. It's 8:52 now. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We're back in a moment.